Hi, this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping you to build a wealthier business and life. And every single Sunday, I am so excited to welcome you to another hashtag I Am Riviera Beach podcast interview with Dan McNeil. Ann McNeil. My husband is Dan McNeil. Dan McNeil, Dan Calloway, Steve White, and today our special guest is none other than Mr. Artie Williams. This is our fourth podcast, and we're very excited to bring to you individuals who are from the city of Riviera Beach as we talk about the benefits of our hometown. Earl Nightingale said, "Everything begins with an idea," and this idea was founded on the principles of Acres of Diamonds by Russell Cornwell, where he describes the fact that your diamond mine is in your own hometown and oftentimes is found within you. So I'd like to welcome again to the show my co-host, Dan Calloway. How are you, sir, today?
Wonderful. And glad to be here once again. This is going to be an exciting afternoon.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And so, Dan, if you could tell the audience a little more about the organization that we're going to be talking about today, just so that they have a backstory on your organization and the powerful impact that it is making.
Well, Artie Williams is one of the co-founders, along with his sister Ann Williams. They were reared up right in Monroe Heights. And over 18 years ago, there was a rash of killing in Riviera, the gangs and drug abuse and all those different things, and there was some members of their family got killed. And Ann and her sister and Artie, they got together and started MAMA. The acronym of MAMA is Mothers Against Murders Association. It started out with four or five people, and now it's 467. And I'm not proud about in that length of time we got that many mothers who have lost a child by being murdered on the street or somewhere like that. And one of the founders, Artie Williams, he should be on the line right now, but he will be on in a minute to tell some of the things that they're doing. And the reason why I know, for the last 12 years, I've been part of it, promoting it, and doing a lot of things. And before the day's over, everybody get a little enlightened in what MAMA's all about. And we got to support that, and we got to cut those numbers down. We can't have mothers who will never get over losing a child.
Perfect. Perfect segue. Well, let's bring Artie Williams on with us and begin the conversation. And I'd like to welcome you to the show this afternoon. Artie, how are you?
Fine, Ann. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited about the program. Can you share with our audience a little about yourself first, and then we'll talk about the program?
Okay. Well, just a little bit about me. I grew up Riviera Beach, Florida. As a young guy, I was into sports, and that's when I met Mr. Calloway when I was about 8 years old, and we were playing recreational ball, and from there, went on to play high school football and sports, and went into the military, Marine Corps, in 1977. Got out of the Marine Corps, and did a number of things, from car salesman to working with the post office, and then just one day, our life changed with the organization with my nephew. So those are just some of the things that about myself. But what I always like to say that my sister Angela Williams, she's on the line also. She's the founder of the organization, so she's on the line. She could tell you a lot of things that you would need to know when it's pertaining to the mothers. So I want you to know that she's on the line also. But we are here to serve the community. We've been ever since 2003, we've been in existence. So, and we're here to serve.
Okay, well, we have a lot of people calling in. I just want to just let everybody know that if you'd like to participate in the conversation, just press 1 on your phone, and that will let us know which number you're calling from, and that way we can bring you on. So, Artie, is her last 4 digits or her number 3701?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, all right, perfect. So I'll go ahead and bring her on the show. Good afternoon, good afternoon. And a last name, your last 4 digits is 3701. Welcome to the show. You're on the air. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good. If you give everybody your name and tell us a little bit about yourself first, because the title of the show is I Am Riviera Beach. And so our goal and desire is to highlight and spotlight those of us who are from Riviera Beach and the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things that we're doing so we can keep continue, like your brother and yourself, we can continue to shine that bright light in a lot of different areas in our city. So if you would please share with our audience a little about yourself, and then we'll talk about Mama.
Okay. I'm Angela Williams. I was born and raised in Riviera Beach. I graduated from Palm Beach Gardens High School. I'm a mother of 3. And a grandmother of 6. I love my city, and I love what I do.
Perfect. Tell us what is it that you do, Angela?
It started back in 2003. Started an organization after my sister lost her son, Tori Donnell Manuel. We started an organization, myself and my family. Because we know there's going to be more mothers that are going to need help. And what we do is when we get that phone call that no mother wants to get, we go out there and help those mothers. If it's with food for the funeral, with the healing component, we go to the crime scenes, we go to court. We just do various things that can help them heal through the process. We go to correctional facilities where juveniles are at, because we know in the process they lost loved ones too. So we do whatever it takes to help that family heal. But we know a mother carried that child for 9 months. So it's take a toll on them. Some of the mothers in our group, in which we have 453 mothers, Some of them in the group are suicidal. Some of them haven't got over their loss. So everybody in that group is like one big family of mothers that have lost loved ones. But we welcome men to join us as well. It's just a little more harder to get the men in because they're supposed to be the strong ones, but we know that's not always true. But what we do this. They go from being a victim to survival, and then they are advocates. And when they get to the advocate stage, they learn where they can help others. And that's so important because that's a key to healing for them as well. So we cover the entire state of Florida, but we can't get out of Palm Beach County because we have so many murders. And also, in addition to that, we have different programs, which is like during the holiday season, which is coming up very, very soon. Thanksgiving, we in Youth Recreation Association, Mr. Dan Calloway, we all partner in so many other organizations, mainly. We partner to help feed all these families in the community all through Palm Beach County because we know it's a great need. And what we place this particular day on Thanksgiving Day, these families can call us ahead of time. And we prepare meals. They'll get ready to, they can come pick the meals up, ready to go meals. So we want to do what we can to feed all these families, and sometimes we feed thousands. So we just never know from what year to year how many families we're going to feed till we get that final count. So that's why it's so important for us to get a lot of donations in so we can feed these families. And also, we do a big toy drive every year, and we serve from like 500 to 700 kids toy drive season. and which is going to be real difficult because of this COVID. But we're going to do what we have to do to make these kids happy and take care of these families. So that's very important to Mothers Against Murderers, the need of the families, whether it's dealing with the murder, the healing process, or the food, the toys. So that's what our needs. We definitely need help, and we do this every year. For 17 years, we have done this in the memory of my nephew, Tori, who was shot 7 times in Riviera Beach with an AK-47. So it's a lot of mothers out there grieving, and a lot of mothers and families need help around the holiday season because we know COVID took over a lot of lives.
Come on now.
Angela, thank you so very much. Not sure if you can hear me, Angela.
Oh, you're welcome.
I can
hear
you.
Yeah, thank you so very much. Okay, thank you so very much. And I just wanted to bring Artie back on because we have a lot of information we'd like to share about a campaign that we've started in terms of helping to raise some money. And so, Artie, if you're in a position, if you can go ahead and share.
Okay. We've been meeting now for the last week or so about how we can raise money to help during this Thanksgiving holiday season. And we have put together quite a few things that we went from the GoFundMe account to the PayPal accounts. We're going to share a link to everyone we know, also put it on our pages so we can get the necessary funds. We have a goal that we're trying to reach, which is over $15,000, and to make this possible for so many deserving families. So we're asking everybody that we know that's in your circle to share this. And we don't have no doubt that we can reach our goal if everybody do their part. We have so many components to making this work. We're going to contact all of the different groups that's deserving the meals, the different complexes that has people that needs to be fed. So that's one of the things that my sister and I would do. We would go out and we would solicit and ask some of these families, because we already have over 6,000 families that's already signed up for this program, and it's always more that's needed. We have surpassed our goal of last year, and each year is growing. And so it makes it a little bit difficult with the COVID, but we got to make it happen. Ms. Calloway was contemplating whether we're going to do this or not this year, but he decided that we can't not have it. So we got together and we just let everybody know that we're going to need their for them to volunteer again this year to make this happen. But Ann, I like to say that just reaching our goal of over $15,000 will make this possible. And again, we're going to have this link. This link is very important through the PayPal, the GoFundMe, the Twitter, or the Instagram. We got all those accounts that set up that we can use to put this information out. And I think if we use all those social media platforms, we can make this happen. Back to you, Ann.
Yes, thank you so very much. Let's go ahead and share that information about the PayPal. The GoFundMe, we'll have that. I'll have, when we come back on by next week, we'll go ahead and give that information out. But right now, we'd like to encourage everybody that is listening, they can join us on the by going to Google. You can just put in www.paypal.me.
Yes.
And you would put in Youth Rec, and I just have to Yes. www.paypal.me, SME, /youthrec, REC, Rivera. That's YOUTHREC, RIVIERA. And we are sharing this link as a part of this podcast. And this link is also shared on all the social media. This link is also being sent out through all of the recipients that we have in our database. We'll be emailing this out. And we'd like to encourage everybody to give any amount possible, because we do want to make a difference, especially when you consider that the spirit of giving is really, truly the reason we live and we breathe and we have our being. And no amount is too small to give. So with that, I'd like to bring Dan Calloway back on to share some thoughts as we prepare to wrap up.
Thank you very much, Ann. And the other Ann and Williams, I want you all to understand she has a lot of personal problems with her sickness. We're going to pray for her. All her personal problems, she put them behind in trying to help all these people. She's been steering here in this for near 20 years, her and her family. And we're not going to let her down. And when she said it's 6,005 that we have to beat, she has a list of all these people who have already asked for food. And we start at 10 o'clock on Thanksgiving morning. And 12:30, we'll be going home to our own family to feed the people. We're going to have honey-baked ham, fried turkey, and all kind of sides and dressing and everything that go along with a Thanksgiving meal. And the mayor and Dr. Botel and other councilmen and the police chief and everybody be there, help serving. We've been doing this for 37 years, but we've been hooked up with the Mothers Against Murders for the last 12 or 13 years. And when they mentioned about the toys, that's Christmas for the kids. That's when we give the toys out. But every 2 months, pandemic closed it down because the Riviera Rec Department, we couldn't use the entertainment center, event center, because we needed to have 300 people. We take care of the mothers and other seniors every other month. And what we do when Ann and Artie and his family put it together, we remind those mothers who lost someone that we are here to give them hope and prayer. And then we go on church service. I don't think that was brought up. As many churches we go to, they have about four or five of the mothers I know to sing in Baba, and two others, they'll sing a solo. Now, to get up and tell their testimony in those banquets in the church, it is magnificent. I just take my hat off to them, because a mother never want to bury their child, and they'll never get over that. So we are asking not only just for Thanksgiving and the other activities, we are asking somehow or another, you think of a mama, and make a check out for that. I'll go and ask, what can I do and help them out? Because all these mothers struggling to get back into society, and that's not an easy thing. And we say, God bless them.
All right, thank you so very much, Dan. We just want to, again, thank everybody for listening. And this show is going to be evergreen, and it will last forever, because we will continue to share it with the world. And we want to continue to request partnerships with the Youth Recreation Association of Riviera Beach, as well as provisions of the Thanksgiving dinners on behalf of the economically challenged families and individuals, along with those harshly impacted by the COVID situation. And during this Thanksgiving holiday season that's coming upon us, we're soliciting financial donations to purchase, prepare items for these families. So we want to continue to encourage everybody. You can go to PayPal, just go online, www.paypal.me/YOUTHREC, RIVIERA, and make any kind of contribution you would like, because every amount is greatly appreciated. And with that, I'd like to have Artie come on with his last comments, Angela with her last comments, and then Dan, you can just close us out with your last comments. Artie.
Okay. Again, I just want to thank everybody for allowing Mama to be a part of this along with the Youth Recreation. We really want to make this successful. One thing we learned from Mr. Calloway is that we have to help the least, the lost, and the left out. And we try to make that possible on everything we do, not just Thanksgiving, but throughout the year. We continually try to make this community better and people better. So I'm just want to offer my support in a way I can, and make sure that we continue to do the work we're doing, and support Youth Rec and Mama, and we can definitely reach our goals to make everyone's life a little bit better.
Thank you so very much, Angela.
I just want to say thank you for having us on here, because it does make a difference when we have another voice to help get out the message of what we're trying to do. And we're just so blessed to have Mr. Dan Calloway in our life. Our Mother's Kiss Murder, just so blessed for that. And let's just hope people support this, because it's extremely important to the needs that's out there. So thank you again so very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for all you do, because it's more than a notion, and it's a life long commitment, and it never ends. And I think sometimes we don't realize that when you serve, there's no ending to service until you take your last breath. That is the spirit of service, but this is the spirit of giving. And so all who can, whatever you can do, whether it is your time, your talent, and or your treasure, is greatly appreciated. And so with that, we want to thank both of you for joining us. And Dan Calloway, if you want to share some closing remarks.
Well, number one, Ann, is that next week, of course, we're going to be talking about the Thanksgiving again next week a little bit. But we're going to have a young man who's assistant police chief in Riviera. He is the first black to be hired in Palm Beach as a police officer, Spencer Rozier. He's going to come in and tell his story. He was reared up right down the street from Artie and Ann, right over in the Monroe Heights, graduated from Palm Beach Garden in 1983. He's glad to come in and tell you how hard it was and how good it is now, that the position, that how he earned that. But most of all, we are trying to celebrate the success and the failures of Riviera. We have more success than failures. One of the things that we have also, I can, I will, and I must help the least, the lost, and the left out. And if we do that, not only we'll be successful, but most of all, God's going to bless us. And after that, I'll tell you next week, or the following week, I'm working on some of the Reverends in Riviera and then some other people in the political arena. But I'll give you an update next week. So go and support our giving drive, and never forget Mama. That is most important, those women. We got to do better with them. God bless you.
Dan, thank you so very much for everything that you do. And we want to thank all of our listeners. And we want to ask everybody, please give your comments at the bottom of this podcast. Share this show with your friends and family. Share it around. The link is a part of this podcast. You can click the link that's a part of the show in order to donate. And we just like to continue to remind you that Mama needs your help all year long, along with the Youth Recreation Association. They need your help all year long. This show is about the fact that hashtag I am Riviera Beach. I am Riviera Beach. And for all of us who were born and raised in Riviera Beach, this is a positive way for us to give back to a wonderful, beautiful city that has given us so very much. Actually, like Russell Cornwell said, we call it Acres of Diamonds, because our diamond mine is actually right here at home. And no matter where we travel all around the world, there's no place like home. And so as we all continue to give and serve. We want to thank all of you for joining us. And again, remember, please like the show, share the show, and please remember to give. And until next Sunday, we will see you on the radio. And our commitment each week is to bring you someone from Riviera Beach to share their I Am Riviera Beach story. And we're doing this show by groups of professionals. So one week we may have ministers, one week we may have enforcement officers, one week we may have politicians, one week we may have lawyers, one week we may have educational professionals, and we're looking to promote and everybody from Riviera Beach, we all have a story. All right, and like Dan Calloway, the least, the lost, and the unconcerned, we were all one of those, and we still are. But God loves us all, and we look forward to seeing you next week on the video. Everybody have a good day. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.